Justin Fluke with you. Time for the Sabathia Blue Jay basketball locker room chat. Girls head coach Joseph Gruber joins us first up, returning for a second year with the program, a team that won four games a season ago with a lot of youth and inexperience. But, Coach, you're back, and you got a pretty good core of players that are back with some good varsity experience as well. So safe to say you're maybe a little bit further ahead and more comfortable here at this point now than you were a year ago at this time?
Yeah. Putting in work and then having another year under their belt in the system. So you start practice and you go over things and it catches on quicker because they've been through it. So that's been great to see. The girls, I love their attitude, love their efforts every day in practice, and it kind of shows as we progress through the season and just getting better at the little things.
Besides having a little bit more experience and quite a girls, you know, coming back with being used to you and your system and philosophies, what do you see as some of the other strengths of this year's team, or what things have you seen growth and development from last year that you feel like will help this team here in 2024 and 25?
Yeah, speaking on last year, I thought we got better throughout the year, whether our record showed or not. I saw girls that were more confident in themselves at the end of the year, and that kind of just built into our summer program. I was proud of the improvements to our summer program, especially in the weight room. Consistently had 30 girls show up in the summer to get better in the weight room, and that's one thing that I harped on a lot is just, you know, you're getting tired of getting pushed around. You need to get in the weight room and get a little stronger. So that's one thing that I think that we're going to bring into the this season a little more than last year, is going to bring a little more physicality to the game, which helps out a lot. And then one thing that I really look forward to is we return one starter, but we return quite a few varsity minutes and experience. So just getting to see those juniors and sophomores that played a little bit last year step into bigger roles as seniors and juniors now, and even some sophomores that had a good freshman season step into some bigger roles as sophomores on the varsity level.
Start of the season a little bit similar to what it's been in the past, at least with Marysville, and then you got ACCHS and Rock Creek as well before the league schedule, which I know this year the Big East is going to be very, very daunting. I guess besides just that challenging, rigorous schedule that you know you're going to get into at the Big East, what are your other, I guess, primary concerns or just kind of things that you're most looking forward to seeing questions answered here in this season?
Yeah, I look forward to, again, that's the great thing about being in the Big East League. You combine two of the best, if not the best, small school leagues in Kansas, in the Big 7 League and the Big East League, and or the Mid-East League, and you get a league that gets you ready for postseason play. So our non-con, we've got some great opponents. Get to go on the road a little bit to get ready for that environment. So I'm looking forward to just getting better every week. I want to see a better version of our teams on the next game than we did were the game before. And if we can continue to do that, as long as we're playing our best basketball by the end of February, I'll be happy.
And we look forward to chatting and tracking that progress during the season, Coach. Best of luck here in your first couple games. And as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Coach Joseph Gruber of the Sabathia Girls. We'll talk Blue Jay boys basketball after this timeout.